What, that guy was one of the fucking phone winners, wasn't he?
Chimichanga? I don't know. He happened around the phone winners, but yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was the same episode where you called what's his name a bunch of times.
Brad, don't you need to welcome everyone to the phone show?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the phone show. I'm Brad Carter. That's Matt Hillock.
How you doing?
And God the bless. Other guy is not Brad.
What's up?
February 28th, 2012.
Yeah, happy Leap Day Eve.
We're about to leap, yo.
Yep.
It's gonna be fucking mind blender.
Bad Fish's show tomorrow is just going to be completely unreal, off the hook, because it's a Leap Day show.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to do shit with him tomorrow. I can never leave him hanging. Although, like, did you hear the last one at all?
Did I hear the what? Oh, his show. I just caught parts of it. I didn't hear it all.
Well, yeah, because like they're like 7 hours long and shit.
It was too quiet. I needed something.
Yeah. he like wanted to tell like serious stories, and I just kept like poking fun and shit. Like everybody in Tiny Chat was like, this shit's great. Like, Nick's so serious, and Matt just keeps fucking talking shit.
Yeah, I remember when my show used to be serious, and then you came on the show, and it doesn't really happen anymore.
I've ruined it forever.
Hi, Minneapolis. I mean, Minnesota. Sorry.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Minnesota. Do you know what happened to Jen Wyatt?
What's that?
Do you know what happened to Jen Wyatt?
I said, what is this website?
What is what website?
It says the live show in progress.
Oh, well, we're doing a live show. It's in progress.
You're on the
and
show.
And you're on
it's
it.
It's about phones. Everybody's listening.
That's pretty self-explanatory, you stupid cunt.
There's like 85 people listening, and they're all hearing you right now. So what do you have to say?
Oh, I was just trying to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It says live show in progress.
God damn it. Why don't you listen?
And now you're ruining it.
You never listen.
So what's your name, kind sir?
Oh, my name, Mike.
Oh.
Your name, Mike? Mike?
Hi, Mike. I, Brad.
Nice to meet you, Brad.
You too.
Brad, where are you calling from?
I'm not calling. I'm receiving calls.
Yeah.
But I'm in...
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Roy, New Mexico. I'm calling you from Roy. Roy, New Mexico.
I'm calling from Louisiana.
You're in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not in Minneapolis? Because you have a Minnesota area code.
Yeah, I have a Minnesota area code, but I'm not in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Don't try and fool me. God damn it.
Wow. And there goes the cactus slamming up the clank.
Oh, yeah. So everyone needs to go to, I guess, my Facebook and look at the amazing picture that Laugh Track Matt drew of a cactus.
Yeah, man, I didn't know you were an artiste like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank
you. I can't draw for shit.
Matt does awesome stuff. He just doesn't do it awesome enough.
Yeah. I just don't do it awesome enough. Fucking, dude, Rappy went on my, like, art thing on YouTube because, like, five people did. Just liked it. He's like, five people don't know how to fucking party. Fuck them.
You should do some album art for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Rappy's talking about working on a new Greatest Hits album. So you should make a Greatest Hits album cover for him.
Let's see what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah, just like throw something together and see what he thinks.
I don't remember drawing. I don't know when in the day I drew those two cactuses the other day.
Yeah,
like it was like a weird day, man. I ended up staying up like talking to a fucking Triquil till like 4 p.m. and my mom came home and she's like, you're still up? This can't just be drinking, you're on fucking drugs. And like I had to have that whole argument. Because I was like, holy shit, you're back already? Because she left at like 9 in the morning. Yeah.
I think your mom would know you by now, but apparently not.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things on Facebook, like the people have sent in, did you see Tristan's thing of me and you, Matt, like on Harley's?
Yeah. Of course I've seen that.
That thing's
badass. I posted it like 3 times. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah. Tristan has been going crazy sending in things lately.
By the way, Mama Hillock saw it and said, Brad's a handsome fella.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah, yeah, when I'm photoshopped on someone else's body, I don't look too bad.
Yeah.
But, Tristan has sent in, he did that. He sent in, he did some sort of a beatbox technical writer cover. I'm not sure where that came from.
I think that was another Fiverr guy.
Oh, okay. If you go to the Phone Losers Facebook and just start scrolling down, like, and look at everyone's posts, you'll see, like, a bunch of posts from Tristan. And I want to play this song that he sent us about Phone Losers, which is, I think, might be another Fiverr thing, but I'm not completely sure. Have you heard that, Matt, and not Brad?
No, I have not. I saw the Harley picture.
Okay. And you haven't heard it, Matt?
I don't know.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Well. Okay, here it goes. It's a minute long.
Yeah. PLA. Phone Losers of America. PhoneLosers.org. Check them out now. Yo, you pick up the phone and it's RVCB talking about dominoes or cactus tree. Join the PLA. Yeah, join today. And you'll be a loser all the way. They were gonna be shut down by Richard Cardo, but that guy in a suit was really just Carlito. Join the PLA. Yeah, it's not gay. It's as cool as JonBenet could tell you it's head office and that there's something funny. You'll give out customer details because you're a stupid dummy. Join the PLA. Yeah, it's really fun. It's hotter than Chris Ella Black's mom. Yeah. Phone Losers of America. PhoneLosers.org. Check them out and start laughing.
I just noticed.
I remember hotter than Chris Ellerbeck's mom. Yeah, I was like, fucking Ellerbeck, it's on the goddamn song, and I don't. That's why I like the goddamn Sons of Anarchy picture or whatever, because I got to be on it.
Yeah, I tagged Chris Ellerbeck's mom in that post, hoping she'd say something about it, but she didn't. She probably deleted me from Facebook.
Weren't you talking to her for a while?
Yeah, I was chatting with her, and she made me her Facebook wife. But I'm like, that lasted maybe like less than a month, and she took it off, I'm guessing. Yeah, probably
it's still funny.
Yeah, her real life. Mate probably told me.
I'm banned for 24 hours on Facebook right now.
Really? Why?
For like hate speech.
Oh, what'd you say? what'd you do for that to happen?
Fucking somebody posted a picture that Rabbi drew of some building, and I just wrote "not bad for a fag."
Wow.
And then I go back to Facebook a minute later, and it's like, log in, you must log in. You've been booted out, you must log in. And then, like, all these, like, 20 pages of fucking warnings that they're going to fucking throw me off.
Wow, so you can't say fag on Facebook anymore. But did someone report you, do you think, or was it automatic?
Somebody had to, I think.
Was it literally a minute later you went back on?
No, but it wasn't any more than fucking an hour later.
Oh.
But yeah, somebody, I don't know whose page it was on, whoever he's been around spaceships with, so maybe that's the trick. Whatever it is, he's a friend of both of ours. I don't know who the cat was.
That's crazy.
Hotter than Chris Ellerbeck's mom.
Yeah, I don't. Like, yeah, so thanks a lot, Tristan Brunsden, for that.
Yeah,
that's
Tristan's
really awesome.
Fucking rock
and roll. Oh, and then he bought, like, a PLA shirt and something else. And I'm like, oh, let me give you one of these for free. And he's like, no, I want to pay for it. So, you know, he's super nice.
He's a good man, yeah.
Yep. Very supportive. He pre-ordered the PLA book. That's how cool he is.
Yeah. I pre-begged for mine.
You told me not to send you cash, so I have to figure out a way to, like, give you money, Brad Carter.
Oh, I'll take cash. People send cash every once in a while, and so far I've never heard of cash getting lost.
I mean, you warned me, and then I took it very seriously.
Yeah, like, it just seems like a really dumb idea.
I'm all paranoid.
But
it's a gamble, but it's not that big a gamble.
Yeah, not really. It's not going to get lost.
All right, whatever you say.
Send cash. Send me tons of cash.
Like, actually,
I'll send you all your cash.
You would have to distrust who you're sending it to for them just forgot it.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys notice the news?
What?
Can I trust you, Brad Carter?
Of course.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I have a perfect 100% rating on phonelosers.org.
Oh,
I don't have any negatives.
I didn't know there was a rating thing on phonelosers.org.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Matt, shut up.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, for sales records. Yeah. He'll send you smashed beer cans. He'll send you something.
As long as he sends me something, just autograph it.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say though, there's like a new update for Skype, and it's pretty much. It seems like the only thing it did is it moved the call people button on from the bottom to the top, just to confuse people. I guess.
Jesus. I'm sure it's doing some like internal bullshit, just sending everything to the feds.
Yeah.
Yep. Stealing all your information.
Tracking us better or something.
They're climbing in your windows, snatching your fucking people up.
Fuckers.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Because they're raping everybody.
Out here.
Button up shirts in full effect tonight.
You know, I completely forgot to put us on blueplanetprankradio.com tonight, so...
Blue Balls Radio.
Does that even matter?
Oh, it does. There's a lot of
listeners on there.
Yeah, well, like, right now there's 48 people on there.
They're probably waiting for us.
Not listening to us. Yeah, fuck those guys. They can come over to Cacti. No, I meant to do that. It's just a pain in the ass. Maybe I'll do it during a break. But
yeah,
it's not like I have any plans.
I haven't planned on Blue Balls Radio yet.
Yeah.
I've never listened to it.
Don't tell them.
But I'd like to thank Blue Planet Radio for all the support.
Yeah. Thanks, even though you can't hear us now because we're not on your station.
Thanks, Blue Balls.
Blue Balls Radio, prankradio.com.
Yeah. Check them out.
Check them out.
So I have a news story. Breaking news. No, it's not really breaking news. You guys might have heard of this, but I'm not going to tell you now because someone's calling in.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hi, 765. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Davis with Pioneer Roofing.
Hi, John.
Hey, John. Sorry.
You actually are coming. Calling.
We're scheduling a new shingling job on your house for New Zealand red shingles. Can you clarify that?
I didn't order no red shingles.
All right. Well, that's not what we have on record, sir. We have a Verlin Monday that you're going to need to make some time out and schedule for this re-shingling job.
If you come out here, you'll get a shotgun in the hind end.
Well, you see, sir, we've imported it. It just came off the boat, sir.
I'm sorry?
It just came off the boat.
The boat? Why would shingles be on a boat? I'm so confused.
Yes, sir. So it's going to have to be required right now. We're riding over right this second.
You're calling from Maryland?
No, sir. We're calling from Muncie, Indiana.
I see.
Okay.
Listen.
Well,
Look, I'm going to put Mildred on the phone, and you can talk to her about this, okay?
Well, I would like to speak with Mr. Verlin Monday.
Oh, it's
instead
it's,
of Mildred.
Zombie Mildred's busy. I'm trying to call her right now.
Well, Mildred has been uncooperative with all our efforts, so I'm going to need to speak with her husband, Mr. Verlin Monday.
I want to know what kind of boat you got in Indiana. Is it a Lake Michigan boat?
It came all the way from the Pacific, sir. They found a way.
So it came up
they found this new route.
So, So what did it do? It hopped up the Ole Miss and hopped in the Lake Michigan and then popped out, ass out in Indiana and shit out of a bunch of red tiles.
That sounds about right.
Well, sir, right now the private detective's right. already contacting me with regarding the Mondays, but I'm still going to need to deliver this to them.
Just please so don't, get your father, way, don't get your father. Don't get your father, Judge Colin.
Get this out to you as soon as possible. That'd be great.
I just don't want Judge Colin to get involved.
Okay, well, I can contact you later if need be.
Okay, fine. You do that. Jerk.
Okay, well, I'll be.
Need be.
Clank.
So, breaking news.
Clank.
Have you guys heard of this? Man accused of scamming Denny's employees by cooking his own meal at a Wisconsin restaurant.
I only saw the headline.
It's like he was a listener of the phone show, and he's like, yeah, instead of calling in and pretending to be from corporate, I'm going to walk in and say I'm from corporate and cook a meal for myself.
Yeah, he was like, fuck it, you got a hot griddle.
It says
that's awesome.
It says he strode into the manager's office, told her he was the new general manager, and fixed himself a burger, fries, and a soda before the police arrived. And I guess he was just doing it for a free meal, maybe?
Yeah, that guy sounds fucking punk rock. No, he was doing it. He was doing it to be fucking punk rock. That's kind of awesome, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think he was doing it for the meal. Like, there's a lot easier way to steal food.
It says even after the police arrived, he maintained his story, growing more confrontational after Brandt told him she didn't believe him. He told her he was starting, and that was final. He said he was there to, like, take over. Like, he was going to be the new manager or something.
Yeah.
made himself food. And,
I wonder if there's like a bunch of chains just run by fakers.
He's like, I've worked for Denny for 30 years and you're not going to tell me I can't work here.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like chains that are run by just maniacs that just come in and say like, you know what? I'm from corporate and now I run this joint. Fuck you. Get out of here. And the people slink off into the obscurity and this dude just keeps hiring teenagers or fucking them.
I think we could call up, like, there's, I don't know which Denny's it is, it doesn't give an address, but there's two of them in the city that this happened in. So maybe,
oh, well, we'll get one of them. Yeah, get the numbers and let me get two more beers.
Okay. No, I got the numbers.
I'm going on a beer run too, Brad.
I think part of show prep should be having enough beers for, you know, at least, like, it's 20 minutes into the show. How do you run out of beer already?
Because, I mean, I don't know.
Well, not you.
Like, I'll be right back.
Matt's,
they're over by the window.
Matt's
It'll
supposed
take
to be a professional.
15 seconds.
Okay, fine.
I'm like Cool Rob. I got beer lights.
All right, you guys are back with your beers. I was gonna play a song.
What are you doing, playing Thompson Twins? Hold Me Now.
Yeah. Legend sent me that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus! Probably because he needs a hug because he's laying on
Legend.
Right now, trying to piss out a kidney stone.
Call in, Legend. We want to talk about your kidney stones.
Well, right. I can't believe I guessed it, like hearing two notes. Stay with me, got to stay with me.
All right, so we need to call this Denny's and pretend we're with the corporate office and get him to do something crazy. I don't know what. But knowing us, we'll probably just giggle a bunch and they'll hang up and get mad.
Last time we called Denny's and...
That's your material. if you're acting corporate.
Yeah, we need Mr. Spessa to call in and he can, you know, if you can get him to, like, you know, throw away all their meat or something. Oh, he never picks up.
I'll get him to... I can get him to bring soda to another Denny's. Didn't we do that last time?
I don't know. Well, we gotta say we're the corporate office, though.
Are you taking it, Brad?
I guess so.
Okay, I'll take the other one.
Here, we'll see if Mr. Spessa will answer.
All right.
Why wouldn't he?
The problem with Mr. Spessa is he'll drag it out for the entire show, one single phone call, and it'll last the whole show. And yeah, fuck that. Let's just try and call it ourselves. You know, we'll be stupid and giggle, and they'll just hang up on us, but at least it won't last.
Not on Blue Balls Radio. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not trying to impress anybody.
Matt, when we renew your contract, I'm going to order you to...
Oh, thank you for calling Benny's on Fire Road. This is Brittany. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office.
Oh, hi.
Hi, could I speak with the manager, please?
Yep, 1 minute.
Hurry the fuck up. Okay, so I have no idea what to say.
Tell them they're at a soda at the other one. Where is the other one? Do you know?
Yeah.
All right. Say you're
but
at
no,
a soda.
I already said I'm in the corporate office.
Coke and Sprite. Coke and Sprite.
Oh, did they hang up?
They did something.
Fucking shit. I hope they didn't hear us.
Probably because they're listening to the mumblings.
Yeah. See, as far as I got in the planning stage of this is just saying, oh, we should call them up and say we're the corporate office.
Well, we didn't say we were prank calling. It would have just sounded like it was two of us in the corporate office talking about what the other people needed.
No, dude. You're like, say.
Coke and Sprite. It's an emergency. Coke and Sprite.
All right, let's play a song. And while the song's playing, we're going to discuss what maybe... What, Matt?
We're not getting a lot of callers.
Yeah, people should call in. It's because the dubstep man didn't put the number on the beginning. People should call in 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
I'm sure they wrote that down.
They should all know it.
Stop being a faggot.
Yeah.
Call in.
Don't be a fag. Call into the show.
Great. No, I'm banned from fucking Facebook.
Facebook.
I'm going to ban you from Cacti for that.
I don't know what you'd have to do to get banned from Cacti.
Yeah, really?
Oh, come on. I've hung up on you a few times.
Yeah. It's odd, but those were like...
You have to call the police to get banned.
Silly things.
There's this music, this guy, his name's Dastardly Dave. I don't know if this is his song or if he just sent it to me, but it's... I kind of like it. It's called Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut. I'm at the
you know
taco.
It? You've heard it?
Yeah, I'm at the combination.
Oh, okay. Probably not his.
Yeah. I've heard it too.
Really?
I think that's the guy.
It's by like ghetto music. It's some, I don't know, it's ghetto something.
All right, well, I'm going to play it anyway. All right, so we've got a call from 319. Where's 319? Where are you calling from?
Waterloo.
Okay, Iowa.
Waterloo.
And tell us on the air what number you'd like us to prank.
Okay. I gotta get it.
319.
Okay, 319.
215.
Everyone at home, write this down.
215.
2590.
And then what are we saying to these people?
2590.
Give us a backstory.
Just completely mess with him if you could.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do our best.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Okay. Is it a friend? It's a boy.
It's a boy.
And who's talking?
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from Quest. I'm calling from corporate security. We've been having reports of harassing phone calls coming from this number.
Try again.
I'm sorry, what? He said something about prank dial.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
Tell him to burn in hell.
You tell him to burn
I'll
in hell.
I'll tell him to fucking burn in hell. I'll tell that cocksucker. I'll tell this goddamn
Listen, cocksucker.
Hey, burn in fucking hell.
Light yourself on fire.
Yeah, and the stupid cunt that had us call you.
Yeah, we hate your prank call, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'll
Enjoy
take,
your evening.
I'll take full blame for it. I suck at prank calling, and I apologize.
Give us another number.
But thank you for calling in.
Do a lovely meth for me. But thanks for calling in, and thanks for the support.
Thanks, boo.
Ma'am, you better acknowledge our thanks, or we're going to prank you forever.
Okay.
They're just sitting there. I can hear them on the phone, but they're not talking.
Clank.
She's probably listening on the radio, and it's all delayed.
Hey, remember that one time when I said we should call Denny's and pretend to be corporate?
Let's do
it.
Do you remember that?
That was fun, though, one time when that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, those are good times.
Yep.
Memories.
Good times.
I'm at the Commerce and Pizza. 1 a.m.
Hold me now. Oh, hold my heart. Stay with me. I'm in full, like, convict gear today. I'm looking good.
What, in your button-up shirt? Or just because you have your head shaved?
Denny's outside. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from calling from the corporate office with Denny's.
Okay.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer nearby that I could speak with? Just to do a quick survey with them. Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there a customer there I could speak with?
I can get a manager, but I don't know about the customers.
Oh, no, I just need to speak with a customer. We just do a weekly survey every week, and we haven't done your location yet. So I just need to talk to a customer and do a quick survey with them.
On the phone?
Yes, on the phone.
All right, just let me put you on hold, and let me see if I can get a hold of one, all right?
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
He's like, it's happening again.
Yeah, apparently this doesn't happen a lot.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's no hold music. We can't tell if Trevor, we're on hold or not.
Trevor said Legend started singing, so he had to start. Legend should get on with us.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, what?
Hi, what you doing? Are you feeling better?
A little bit, yeah.
That's good.
Did you go to work? Yeah, you don't sound nearly sick.
Yeah, I think I started the great PLA plague of 2012, though.
Yeah, Tabachi's sick. I think Tabachi went to bed, like, hours ago, didn't he?
Denny's, this is Crystal. Can I help you?
Hi, am I speaking with a manager, or is this a customer?
This is the manager.
Oh, okay. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. I'm calling from the corporate office with Denny's.
Okay, how can I help you?
Is there a customer there I could speak with, do the customer survey with?
Actually, I have no idea what you're calling about, so...
Oh, I just told you, remember that time when I told you that I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey? I'm calling from the corporate office. Those were good times, weren't they?
Okay, no, you've never spoken to me. Sorry, this
No, I just told you a minute ago. Just put a goddamn customer on the phone or you're fired.
Cunt.
You want to get fired?
Shit out of here, cunt. He just fucking told you a minute ago.
That didn't go well.
My God. Goddamn vaginas encased in half aborted fetuses that have glommed on the side and just spew hatred for being half killed.
Hi, Iowa.
What's up?
Hi.
Yo. Are you going to send us more shitty numbers?
What?
Are you going to send us more shitty numbers to call where they know that we're prankers or something?
They don't know that you're prankers, but they will.
That guy did.
He
said something about prankdial.com.
Yeah. So we're not the first people you came to.
Were you guys using prankdial.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Were you using prankdial.com on him earlier? So,
yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. So he thought we were prankdial. I think he was talking to prankdial. He's like talking to the recorder. I know you're prankdial and hung up on us. So God damn it! Thanks for messing it up.
You're wasting valuable airtime, but from now on, we'll just fuck with you.
Yeah, just.
Are you just gonna fuck with me now?
Yeah, be prepared for prank calls all week.
No, we have another number for you. That would be really funny.
Oh, is it gonna be really funny this time?
I can't think of any number that would be funnier than you.
Okay, area code 319.
Yep.
And then?
464.
Okay.
0.
Okay, who's taking it?
Is this girl fatter than you?
And who is this that we're calling?
Matt, you want to take this? I guess Trevor's here too.
Do it.
Call dropped.
Be really mean.
All right, you're going to have to listen on the air. I think it's not letting me dial because you're on or something. Skype is weird sometimes.
And you're annoying.
But thanks for calling. We're going to call them next.
God bless.
it's going through now. They didn't tell us who this was. Trevor, do you want it?
If it's just some lonely girl, I can just...
I'll take it. Hey, are you sleeping?
Yeah, who's
this? It's me. Wake up. I've been thinking about you.
I got booted. Did I get booted?
What?
I've been thinking about you.
Who is it?
Are you awake? Because I'm awake.
No.
Well, wake up. Turn the lamp on. Come to the window.
You guys really have a lot of time on your hands.
What's that?
That's right, we do. What you gonna do about it?
Edward. Have a lot of you in my hands.
Ma'am, I have a question for you. Do you know somebody in Iowa that would ask us to prank you? Because they seem really out to get you. I'm kind of concerned because, I don't know, some crazy lady asked us to call you. We think we're going to call the police on her. Actually, do you want her number, the lady that asked us to call you?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
My name is Matt fucking Hillock. Please meet you.
What?
It's okay, we're calling from your corporate office.
Yeah, ma'am, do you have a customer there? We're calling to do the weekly customer survey.
What are you wearing?
The name of Matt fucking Hillock. Oh, if you go to sleep, they're gonna creep in.
We're gonna come in.
Don't say that. She hung up. No, for real, she did.
Sorry to creep her out, Brad.
Well, no, it's not the creeping her out. I don't know if we should be, you know, suggesting that we're hanging out outside, ready to come in.
Come for the window.
I'm always paranoid.
I like saying, like, you should just hit change closer to the window. I don't think that that's...
I just wanted her to wake up and not be able to go back to sleep.
Well, you have to ask if they have any outdoor lighting or large animals.
I think that bitch is going right the fuck back to sleep. I don't think she gives a shit.
Yeah. She'll just chalk it up to a weird dream.
She's like, yeah, whatever.
Unknown number in her phone.
Yeah, the show's going nowhere, so if anyone wants to call in, 505-796-40.
Call Domino's.
No, I'm so sick of Domino's. I'm never calling Domino's again. Hey, Legend.
Legend.
Hi, Legend.
How's the Stones doing?
Can't hear you, Legend.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sort of.
Okay. I'm standing up because I can't sit down.
Oh, that's nice.
No, that's not nice. That means the pain's getting worse. You go to the hospital.
After the after show, I'll go to the hospital.
What if I don't do an after show?
No, you better, Brad.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do an after show.
You're sure you're not?
I'm kind of sure I'm not going to do an after show.
You should change your mind in the next 20 minutes, because I had too much beer to quit now.
Legend said that he was waiting for the after show like 6 hours ago, so he can't blame me.
Yes.
No, he said it 28, he said it last night.
Yeah, see?
It always takes to the after show for anything good to happen.
He's been like fucking writhing in pain ever since. Like hearing him crawl over to his pill bottles on the floor last night was so disheartening. Yeah. I think about this little Mr. Burns looking man climbing across the floor, and like
except he's really hairy.
Painkillers in his hand.
It's like a really hairy Mr. Burns, right?
Smithers.
Yeah.
Hey, cool Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Oh shit. Rock and roll cowboy.
Shit's getting real now. Too bad we can't hear him.
Shit just got real with Florida, southern and northern in full effect.
Hey Legend, thanks for sending me the Captain Crunch interview. That was great.
Yeah, I just found it.
Huh?
Yeah, my microphone was way up in the air, so I didn't know if y'all heard me.
Nope.
Microphone check. Microphone check. Microphone check.
Hey, unknown caller.
Cool rock. Check. Cactus? Cactus? Oh, man. I just now got around to listening to that phone call where the one girl where your son pissed on her door handle. That shit was hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And her boyfriend, yeah, man, he was all fucking... Oh, yeah, that was good shit, man.
I wasn't even sure if that was worth, you know, like, saving, because it was weird, though, because I got on the phone on Saturday, I think it was, and I started making random phone calls, and then as soon as I started, she called in, and it was a car ding call. And, yeah, it was just like a bunch of weirdness for 30 minutes.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hey, Tombstone.
Hey, how are you doing? I love the show tonight. Drip Matt, I love you. You're drunk, you're good, you're awesome. Keep it up. It's going
to
be bad.
I love you, Tombstone. I will definitely make love to you.
Me too.
I've seen your penis.
Doggy style?
Yay.
Huh?
Who's on top?
What?
Who's on top?
We'll switch around. We'll switch around. Whatever works.
Yeah, why do you have to remain in one single diarrhea. Place for the entire
time? Can I be Little Spoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that. What did that mean? Why did Toomsy not pop up on Skype chat?
I think I may have banned him or something.
Yeah. Well, I'll call you later. Good show to you guys.
Yeah, fuck off, Toomsy.
Maybe we can do block.
Clank.
Stone.
Clank.
Brad, is clank the correct noise for that?
I would call it more of a clang, but I like clank. I like your drawing. I'm gonna change my feelings toward it to clank instead of clang. Because that's an awesome picture.
Clang. Yeah, I did. Not to toot my own horn, but I was very, very happy with it.
Yeah, me too.
Feel free to do whatever the fuck you want with it. I'm sending you the original.
Cool.
All I have is that shitty picture I took of it.
Yeah, I'll make a nice scan of it. I'll turn it into a sticker or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome,
like,
dude.
With the Obey the Cactus thing.
And then I also sent that other one, but I had to fold it. The cactus coming out the 5ESS switch.
I don't think I saw that one. Or maybe I didn't. I don't
remember. Yeah, it was pretty neat. And then the other one that says PLA and it's all like psychedelic looking. I sent you like four or five.
Oh, awesome.
And then just a bunch of random shit.
Yay. I'll have to update the phonelosers.org/art page. The guy.
Yeah, dude, like, I so can't compete with the guy that did the zombie Mildred. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, that thing's amazing. Speaking of the Obey the Cactus, though, the guy that sent me that combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell thing, he ordered a Harley, one of those shirts, a Harley shirt.
A Wisconsin motorcycle.
Do you still have any larges left?
Yeah, I have everything left.
Oh, awesome. Okay, yeah, I'll have to order up some more stuff from
you. Yeah, $15. RBC Get Phone Losers. But he said,
Jesus Christ, his arms are going to turn blue if he tries to squeeze into a large.
He sent me a photo of his motorcycle helmet, this Dave guy, and it has an Obey the Cactus sticker on it, and it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the PLA's Facebook page.
Nice.
Good stuff. Good times.
Oh, God, don't say that.
What?
Don't say that. Some idiot down here says good times every other breath. I want to run over him in the car.
Oh.
Travis Bickle's coming out inside Legend. One of these days a real rain's gonna come wash these fucking streets clean, right, my friend?
Rain of piss and stones.
That wasn't the kind of rain I was talking about. I was talking about the proverbial rain of your...
Yeah.
Your lead and blood in the streets killing all the scum, but, you know...
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Hey, Legend.
I didn't start till 10:15.
Legend, do you want to do a carding call? I got one 2 days ago, and I haven't called him back yet.
All right, what's her name?
I don't know if there is one. Hold on, I'm going to try and play this message on there.
Hey, Devin, on the black cloud you hit, if you can, please give me a call back, 845.
I don't know why he sounds like that. I don't think he said a name.
Wait, this is Devin.
Oh, his name's Devin.
Alright.
Devin sounds like fucking Grandpa Death or something coming through the phone to fucking deteriorate you.
I think that was my fault. It didn't sound that bad. Yeah, I don't know. It's my fault somehow. But, yeah, your name's gonna be Roy. It's a car ding call. Somebody left a note on his car. Said you hit it. Right. So, here it goes. And he's
call
in,
failed.
He's in New York, so probably gonna
call
be waking
draft.
Probably gonna be waking him up.
Verizon ring back tone while your party is free.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a back
Oh, wow. He said, it can be hurt. That's awesome. I'm a back door.
This music means he's guaranteed to anger.
Is a backwoods boy.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
That's weird. I hate to put you guys through this, but I'm going to try once more. I apologize.
I'm a backwoods boy.
Verizon ring back tone while your party is
I think Cool Rob was
actually. I'm a backwoods boy. No better place to go.
No idea.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Yeah,
God damn it. Everything Devin. About that, like, kind of sounds like sodomy. Like,
technology confuses Devin. He doesn't know how to empty his mailbox.
And like, yeah. I'm waiting on a tear looking for your star. Like a little. Is that what it said, or is it just me?
I couldn't.
No, that's what it said, dude.
It's all about just some dude wanting to fuck some broad in her goddamn pooper.
Oh, man.
That's always what it's all about.
He's smiling like a fat Buddha right there on the toilet in Chicago.
Man, I'm not on the toilet. I'm next to the toilet.
What the hell are you saying? What are you saying?
Sitting on the edge of the shower, then.
No, I'm sitting in a fucking chair.
Where's the chair, man? We didn't see no chair.
Yeah, you did, because you were bitching about it yesterday, because it was blocking shit. You're like, what the fuck is this? He's got me sitting in some kind of chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chair.
Ugh.
Chair.
You're a chair.
Chair.
Your face
damn
is a chair.
Chair.
Put the microphone in the toilet and flush it.
Y'all are fucking sodomites.
Yeah, we ruined everybody.
Best show ever. I bet it sounded really awesome to the listeners because I'm playing Hold Me Now in the background.
Hold me down, flush me down.
I sent another one over there, Brad. It's Funky Little Beat.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I didn't have time to put it on. I guess we could try and make one more call. Tabachi sent something, but I don't understand how it could be a good prank call, because he's like... Oh, shit. He gave me a local number, like, by my house.
I'm
not calling this guy.
He can't do that.
Yeah.
Tabachi's, I have a number... But you only have 10 minutes to call it.
It's the guy that Carlito called like a week ago, like in some old folks' home or something.
Jesus.
Hey, Colorado.
He was calling an old folks' home?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I can't remember
whatever.
What it
we
was
call
exactly.
It, me and Brad called people on ventilators.
Hey, Colorado.
Hello. You were saying something about an after show.
Oh, I don't think anyone said anything about an after show here. You've been hearing things.
Hi, Colorado.
Hey there, folks.
Who are you?
Brad should know me by an email, actually. I mean,
just say your goddamn name.
Yeah.
Trenton the T-Man. Who else?
Oh, hey, Trenton. You. Yeah, we were talking about you last week. We were talking shit about you.
The one.
Off the air, I mean.
Gotcha. Well, just wanted to call in, and if you guys actually do an after show, try and play one of those, particularly the DK Island swing tune. I think it's called Jungle Hijinks, the one that Legend sent a long time ago.
Is it the one that I always play, or is it a new one? Because someone sent me
it's the one that you always play.
Yeah, someone sent me a bunch of Donkey Kong stuff, and I haven't gotten it put in yet.
Problem. That's worth to me.
Yes, Jungle Hijinks.
Yep.
There you go. Just for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad
I'm gonna go to your call.
I like this guy.
This beat.
He sounds like super creepy.
That's because
how you doing? My name is Matt Hillock. Pleased to meet you.
Same here.
You're here just in time for us to end the show.
I'm not sure if any blind folks have actually called into the show before. I don't think I'm the first one.
Oh, you're blind?
Oh, you're blind?
Yeah.
What a coincidence, because I have this thing queued up that I want to play for the end of the show. Have you heard about it? What the fuck is it? I have it written down somewhere. Man, I'm really... It's Radiolab. There was a thing about Joan Grecia. Did you hear that yet?
No.
Oh, it's really interesting. I listened to it last night, and it's just like a weird audio story about Joe and everything he did. And I'm going...
Oh, interesting.
Like, as we end the show, I'm going to play that. I'm going to go do a few things, and then maybe I'll come back and do a small after show.
You better.
You will.
You better.
All right, sounds good. I'll listen on the air. And thanks for keeping up with the show for over 3 years.
Oh, sure. Hey, if we happen to, start up our after show, call back in. Or you can stick around now. I don't care.
Yeah, just stay on right now, dude.
And remember, tell your blind friend.
We need more squints here.
And more IDs from me will be coming. I sent one via email. It was a Tombstone ID, actually.
Oh, yeah, you sent some drops for Cacti, and I haven't listened to them yet. They're sitting in my email. I'm, like, really behind an email right now, but I can't wait to hear it.
No problem.
It better not suck, or I'm going to, like, I'll block your number, you motherfucker.
The one I actually sent was, I found the Party 9434 ID. I think it was April 4, 2009. So I'll be mixing anything with the word party in it with Brad's linear Roxy. He said you wanted something to do with, to get all of that, at least most of the phone with, losers in there.
Yeah. Cool.
So, I'll be sure to send you, definitely send you IDs.
Yeah, hopefully I'll, sure. I'll have them up on the station by next week's show.
Things that say numbers.
All right, and yeah, I think I will stay on. Why not?
Did anybody learn anything tonight? I'm playing the sad music, so did anyone learn anything?
What did I learn? I learned that when I package things up for Brad, my mom says it looks like it came from a mongoloid household.
hey, Ted Webb, you're the prank Blue Planet guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I forgot to put you on Cacti tonight, so I hope this doesn't invalidate our contract. I hope you don't fire me.
It does. It's null and void now.
We didn't make
any... I'll have to, like, rescind all of the benefits.
Please, no, come on, give me another chance. I'm
the
sorry.
The show will be on there.
Room, and he's advising me to take swift and corrective action.
Oh, God, I knew this would happen. I knew it was too good to last.
I don't know, I noticed it was Tuesday, so I was like, oh. So I
it's nice that it lasted.
CactiRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm just glad we lasted a bit longer than Manic Radio.
Is that Harold Ramis?
Probably.
It sounds like Harold Ramis.
It is. Oddly enough, it's Harold Ramis.
So we're ending the show now. Does anyone have anything that they learned besides Matt, who learned that he draws like a mongoloid?
I learned that Brad wants me to bring more beer.
Yeah, you were gone when I said that, Matt, but from now on, your Cacti Radio contract says you have to have a cooler of beer next to the toilet when you do the show.
Oh, dude, I can't just jump up and grab, like, fucking a couple every now and again.
Oh, that's fine, I guess.
Dude, that's so creepy. Like, when the fucking fridge is, like, 15 feet away, and then I have a cooler.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna go ahead and play this thing by Radiolab. Radiolab is some sort of a podcast. I think it's an NPR thing. And the whole podcast is really awesome. It's like 70 minutes long, but I'm just going to play the last thing, which is 15 minutes, I guess. And then hopefully I'll be back after that.
NPR makes you feel smart when you listen to it.
Yeah, I would suggest all of you hang up and listen to this, because I'm not going to play it on Skype.
Yeah, it's a very good show, by the way, Radiolab is.
Oh, you've heard it before?
Not this particular segment, but I have heard the show.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of Radiolab. I listen to NPR stuff, but I've never heard of this one.
Awesome.
Okay,
I'm also a fan of the Prairie Companion, by the way, too.
What was that?
I'm also a fan of the Prairie Companion, too.
Ah.
Legend. Brad Carter needs to go piss.
No, I don't need to piss.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to yell at my kids for a while. I haven't yelled at them all night, so I'm going to go do that for a bit. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry.
You're welcome.
There was no good pranks. And
there will be in the after show, because they'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll see.
I've learned not to really wait too long.
I learned that I really shouldn't have waited 24 hours to go to the hospital.
I learned that I wish I listened to you guys way sooner.
Oh, no you don't, because it kind of sucked back then.
2010 actually wasn't bad, especially the Boots and Boys era.
Yeah, that was just a year ago.
Boy era. That's awesome. It's awesome that it's an era.
Okay, I'm going to turn on Radiolab Escape, and I'm going to try and find the right place for it.
Just do it. Go fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, dude, what you got to do?
My name is Dimitri Martin.
Give me a second. I got to find where it is.
Live Radiolab show.
No.
Tone Voyager back to Earth.
Actually creates the space of the solar system. E.V. Mirav O'Fair at Boston University.
I mean, it's the coolest show ever.
More
they
ball hits for this shit.
Yeah, they do just the coolest sound effects and everything, if you listen to all this.
Of recordings of his
what
voice.
What the
from,
fuck?
That's very odd.
That's
very odd. I have a feeling that this guy actually does kind of make it through. This is a true...
Yeah, I think he does.
Honest escape. But he does it in the most original and most unusual way.
Here with the story is our producer, Sean Cole.
So the story starts in the late 50s. There was this little boy in Richmond, Virginia, named Joe Ingresia Jr. He's 7 or 8 years old, and he's just sitting at home dialing various numbers on his parents' telephone just to see what happens.
He was on a long-distance call to information, you know, 555-1212 in a distant area code.
This is Phil Lapsley. I first heard Joe's story from him.
And he heard very faintly in the background a tone, and he just started whistling along with it. And all of a sudden, he heard a kerchink, and the call went away.
And it turns out that the tone in the background of the phone and his corresponding whistle was 2600 hertz.
Musically, it's about 7th octave E.
So he has perfect pitch?
Yeah, and he was weirdly smart, as you'll soon discover. Anyway, he thinks to himself,
that's very odd. Well, that happened once. I wonder if it could happen again.
Does it again.
He didn't even really know exactly what it was at the time.
But he does it again. And again.
He didn't think it was particularly useful for anything. He does talk about walking past somebody at a payphone when he was 7 or 8 years old and whistling this tone and having the phone call disconnect on the person.
Wow, that's like amazing. Having superpowers.
That really is.
Yeah, which means he could be a little walking bomb. He could go to Grand Central Station where there are many people sitting.
Circuitry, Bill Gates is so hacks are elite. So his lead car wrecked and it took my breath.